Last time you had asked me for Guru Pad. And you should know that the essence of Guru is Sri Ganesha, the innocence. You must be knowing the story of a very devoted wife, faithful wife of a Sati. Her name was Anasuya. And she was so religious and so dedicated that they say that the wives of all the gods, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha, got very jealous of her. So they told their husband that you must go and test her, if she is really a woman with chastity or not. So all of them came down as sadhus, dressed up like sannyasis. And she said she wanted to serve them, give them something. They said, no, we want to have food. She said, all right, come and sit down. She cooked food for them. So they said, no, we will not have the food unless and until you take out all your clothes. We'll only have the food if you take out all your clothes. She said, is it so? She said, yes. So she made them into little children, three little children. And then she became nude. Because innocent doesn't understand anything about it. And then she joined them together. Their three innocents were joined together. And they got their Guru Pad. That's how the Adi Guru was created. So the first thing is that if you want your Guru Pad, you have to be innocent. Innocent is a very vague term, very vague. And difficult to really understand what is innocent. But what is the nature of innocence that we can understand from Sri Ganesha's image? First of all, he is endowed with, and he puts wisdom into us. It's a nice thing now in modern times, we have discovered genetics. And genetics determine our behavior and our races. It is he who puts genetics in us. He selects and puts it within us, our genetics. And when he puts wisdom in us, then we are wise. There is definitely a genetic of wisdom, which is lacking, as we can see very clearly in many races. They have no wisdom. They do things without wisdom. They do things just for their destruction, destroying their society. They may call themselves the highest society, highest races, whatever it is. You may brand yourself with anything. But you can see from their behavior that they have no wisdom at all. So he is the one who puts that wisdom in us. In some people who are not yet evolved, certain races are not yet evolved to that extent, this wisdom is lacking. Apart from that, this wisdom gives us the sense of freedom. So we keep aloof from all kinds of intoxicant, all kinds of bad habits. We don't like to look at nudity. It can never become lifestyle of people who have wisdom. Never. we don't indulge into extramarital nonsense. Whatever is absolutely in the center, which is dharmic, we accept. So we can see that the seed of wisdom put into us makes us dharmic people when we grow, automatically. We are automatically dharmic. We don't kill others, we don't aggress others, we don't torture others, we do not occupy anybody else's land or house or take away anything, another's property or another's things. This wisdom comes to you through Sri Ganesh. In short, he makes you absolutely ready for self-realization. It is he only, ultimately, who looks after us at the time of our nirvana, at the time of our realization. Because he stops all other activities of excretion when you are ascending into new realm. You have seen I am sitting here for 9 hours, 10 hours. Once I sat down for 18 hours together, didn't go at all, even to bathroom. Because it is he who stops. All these activities, even when Kundalini is rising, it stops. So this wisdom is innate. Just happens that when the Kundalini is rising, he becomes manifesting in us, I mean I should say, he makes us like a child. And that's what Christ has said, that you have to be like children if you have to enter into the kingdom of God. You become the child. That time you become a child. And with the Kundalini rising, that wisdom then comes into your brain. Kundalini itself is the power in the Kundalini. He gives wisdom in the brain. Once you get that wisdom, you drop out all bad habits, all your attachments which are wrong, all adharmic things that you do, everything drops out. He changes, your genetics are changed. The genetics of Sahayogis are all of them will be the same, about the same I would say. And the genetics of other people would be different. Maybe Indians might have closer to it. Because Indians normally are very wise people. They won't, I mean I would say, if you see the superiority of races from wisdom point of view, Indians are very wise. They won't just do some nonsensical things at all, no question. Even the children I have seen. Children from the West, when they go to India, they went for the school. They are doing all kinds of destructive things to themselves. Nobody could understand. Once they jumped into a dirty pot, they got malaria. Then they ran out of the house, of the school, and came out and went to the roads, went to the shops. So they put a gate. When they put the gate, the newspaper is criticizing us. There's no sense in it. Every school has a gate. So these are all unwise, stupid things they do. Because they lack wisdom. A child who has wisdom is extremely cautious, he understands the importance of his life. He respects his parents, he respects everything. Automatically, you don't have to tell them. Automatically they know what is dharma is, you don't have to tell them. That wisdom, this great deity of Ganesha, he took his form as Jesus Christ. And you all accepted him as the Lord, which is true also. But because your Ganesh principle was not so much developed in these Western countries, people took to stupid things. This pornography and this kind of interest in nude women shows that there is no wisdom in them, there is no Ganesha. though they follow Christ, is just a lip service going to the church. I don't know if the church also has any Ganesha. They have no Ganesha. The way they lead their life, nobody can say they have any sense of holiness and auspiciousness. As soon as you get wisdom, you understand holiness and auspiciousness. Before that, you just call Holy Father, and Holy Father is doing all kinds of things which can create holes in the organization. Who takes money, bribes, creates bombs, have women, I mean everything. How can he be holy? So this wisdom part is so important, and that's what we should ask Ganesha to make us like children. Children have basically wisdom, but not all the children. This is the thing, is that children in which Sri Ganesha has activated, has put this genetic of wisdom, it is there. This is one of the greatest things we have to think about. Is it wise? It is sane. It's not to be logical. Logically, if you believe in something, then you can go wrong, because there's no strength from within. But innately, if it becomes that, you won't do it at any cost. Now you know yourself. All the Sahayogis are so different. They behave differently, they stand differently, they talk differently, they think differently. Everything is different. Suddenly they have become like that. And you can't understand, how is it we have become like this? They were drinking, they were smoking, drug-taking, everything they did. But how is it suddenly you changed? Because Sri Ganesha has put this wisdom in. Now if you see his character, it's very interesting to watch. He's a child and he's entirely dedicated to his mother. He doesn't know any other god, anything else. Complete dedication. But is it so with us? There also sometimes I find some Sahayogis are lacking. They lack sincerity, loyalties. And I'm shocked sometimes at the periphery they are like that. That means they have to ascend still. People who have worked with me, I have always tried to pay them sufficiently. There's no need to pay. Because after all, I have done so much for your building, your body, why should I pay you? But I always pay sumptuously. I look after them, give them my loyalties to you and love cannot be challenged. But I find them being very selfish sometimes, extremely selfish. They'll do half the work, run away. Sometimes their problems, their own problems are much more important. Or they just try to find some excuse. So many Sahayogis are also like that. They are not sincere. Sahayoga has given them so much. We have to always find out, are we sincere to Sahayoga? What are we doing for Sahayoga? What have we achieved and what are we doing? On the contrary, they become liabilities on Sahayoga. Ganesha is never a liability on his mother. For example, someone becomes sick. All right, Sahayoga can help you. Maybe, may not be, may be cured, may not be cured. If they are not cured, then they will say that, see now, I was not cured, I am going to leave Sahayoga. Then one has to say, please leave. With the slightest thing they go off, not understanding what is important. Then there are liabilities, like somebody gets married, comes here, I don't like this wife, now do what you like. The wife sits on my head and the husband also. All kinds of liabilities coming. My husband doesn't do Sahayoga, what should I do? You solve the problem with your husband. You solve the problem with your children. You have the power to do it. Have patience, work it out. They'll put us into cases, this, that. It is only Sahayogis who can harm Sahayoga. Can you believe that? Nobody else can touch it. Unless and until a Sahayogi misbehaves, nobody can touch Sahayoga. So we have many cases like that. I mean, they have seen my photographs, they have seen miraculous photographs, They have had realization, everything happened to them. They have been so many times. Suddenly they say, I want to leave Sahaja Yoga. Very good. I say, those who have to leave should leave immediately. As it is, there's very little space left in the heaven. And no place for such half-hearted people. They have to leave, they should leave. You have to have Ganesha as your ideal. It should not be that I worship Ganesha. That way you are worshipping Christ, you are worshipping this, worshipping that. But what has come inside you is the point. Have you got Sri Ganesha within you? Are you following Sri Ganesha with the same devotion, dedication? But you are made after the pattern of Sri Ganesha. Sri Ganesha was made with immaculate conception. You are also made the same way. Your kundalini was raised, was given you the realization, and you got your second birth, and now you are Sahaja Yogis. All these things have happened to you without having a father. If I had not told you that you have a father, you would never have known. Like other gurus, you see, they don't want to give credit to anyone. So this actually has happened with you. You are being made in the same manner as Sri Ganesha. Of course, having something, you know, otherwise I could not have made that also. Supposing the kundalini was missing, what could I have done? If not missing, if it was absolutely crooked, if not crooked, supposing there were some chakras which were horribly damaged. So, you were also people just ready to have your realization that you were seeking it truly, that you had the pure desire to become Sahaja Yogis, no doubt. Still, when the growth is taking place, you must watch. You must see how much sincerity we are giving, with what dedication we are working out. Now we have people who must have gone for postering somewhere, some places. Not now, it's long time back. So they charged me for their coffee also. I said, all right. Thank God they were not smoking, otherwise they would have charged me. So from that level, now we have very much changed. And some of them have become perfect sadhus. But still we have people on the periphery. And they get nervous at the smallest thing. Yesterday there was a storm. Has to be a storm. You don't know, when Christ was carrying his disciples, there was a very big storm. And then he stopped it. Yesterday when you started singing the songs, then only the storm stopped. Just to prove that these songs have such power. If such things don't happen, how will you know that these songs have the power? You think you are just singing just because you are singing. No, it has a power. These are mantras, these are all awakened songs. And then it stopped. They were saying, should we say mantras? I said, no, nothing. I didn't say anything. What you have to do? Suddenly they thought of singing. And it worked out. Because every time if I have to suggest, then when will you use your power? All such incidents take place. Now it was Sri Ganesha's special trick. He is the real judge for you. You must know, because you have seen in Sistine Chapel, he is standing there and moving you left and right. So there is a testing point also. In Sahaja Yoga the door is open this way. But there is a bigger door on the back side to throw out people. And the judgment is not done by me so much as by Ganesha. He judges. And then you are thrown out. Then to come back is very difficult. Even if you come back, you are suspicious of yourself and others are also suspicious of you. So, see, what you have to understand is that this is a judgment point. Introspect yourself. Find out. Am I wise? If I am doing this, am I doing wise things? Is it wise for me to do? Is it all right for me as a Sahajogi to do it? Should I do it or not? At every point, you should say. I mean, you know that I don't want any money and I don't want any presents. I've said 100 times, but you won't listen. Now they're saying that, Mother, if you stop giving us presents, we'll stop. I said, you stop first, then I'll stop. But despite all this quarrel and fight, there's one thing definitely, there's love, and you want to express it. But love here is not attached, it's detached love. When it flows to its greatest extent, takes all the responsibility. There is there are people who go on criticizing other Sahajogis. I've seen it, it's very common. That's a sign of a very low type of a Sahajogi. Because he doesn't see what's wrong with him. He's trying to criticize others. Does he see what is wrong with him? There are other kinds of Sahajogis who do not realize that they are like ganas. They are like ganas. And imagine the ganas, how quick they are. The Ganesha is creating those ganas, and they are in the sternum bones first, and then they go all over the body. As soon as this center heart, the mother's place, starts little bit vibrating, they get alerted. So we have to be alert. It's very important that we have to be alert. For about 12 years of your age, these ganas stay there in the sternum bone, and then they go to the whole body. Because they are matured enough, they are kept there till they are completely mature to fight the enemies. And they know what kind of enemies they are. They know everything. What kind of fighting is needed, what kind of opposition is there. They will just select and they will appoint themselves who should fight whom, who should do this. But they just don't sit all the time in the mother's house. So we have to go to the people. We have to go into the Virata's body. We have to move out. We have to go all out without having any fear. You have to fight. Not to sit at home crying like a baby, now you are all grown up people. So this is what is written in the Buddha's future life, that he becomes Matreya, means he has 3 mothers in him, Matreya. But also that he goes all out in the society, he goes out everywhere and he changes people. When you ask for Gurupada, you don't know you are in trouble. Guru doesn't sit at home. He has to go all out, meet all kinds of people, tell them about Sahajoga, not to be afraid. You have to live with the society. You don't have to have exclusive society where we enjoy bhajans and things. That's over now. I mean, of course, we'll always have bhajans. It doesn't mean that. But you have to go beyond. Not only to be involved only in your own problems which are being now solved, so only in Sahajoga, but Sahajogis, but you have to go all out, meet other people, tell them about Sahajoga. The best is to wear badges, so people ask, who is this? Then you can talk to them, your friends, your society. You don't have to give up anything. Don't have to give up anything. You are detached, you just go and see for yourself. This is wrong. Like yesterday, they showed all kinds of things, also disco dance they showed it. You should go to the disco and give them the pamphlets. Show them, what are you doing? Are you mad? Or do this kind of a disco more there. So they'll say, what's wrong with them? Then he said, we are copying you. That will put them down. You see, a lady who is, say, smoking and this and that, standing with a pose. Go and stand before her with a pose and smoking like this. She stop it. So by copying them, one way, showing them what they are. Another, writing. You must start writing. It's very important to write and answer. I must tell that there's a very nice article which has come now with me, and the English Sadhguru, you should take it from me and answer the gentleman. It's very important. It's in my room. I'll give them. You must know what's happening all around. What's happening in Bosnia, what's happening in Italy, what's happening here. You should read newspapers. You can see television also. Now when you are mature, otherwise if you see television, you'll go mad like other television people are. So what's the use of seeing the television? But if you see the television with a detached mind, you'll immediately get the point where you have to hit. Otherwise you are sitting in the house, nicely covered up, mother, 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 mother. That's not so. Ganesha gives powers to these Ganas and they fight. That's why it's called as Ganapati. If you want to call me Ganapati, then you have to like Ganas, you have to be like Ganas. Who go all out and work it out in so many ways. There's so many tricks which you can play on these people and try to bring them to Sraja. And with you is this all-pervading power. You should not shun them. For example, laws of your countries are so horrible. Some of the laws are so horrible, the peculiar type. You should write. There's no equity, there's no sense in so many laws that you have, which are money-oriented, say in France. They have very, very funny laws. And they never maintain the law. They don't believe in it. There's no morals, there are no laws. You write to them. You must go and see newspaper people, tell them about it. Try to now assert yourself. Unless and until you do that, nobody is going to get to surgery. You might get very great people out of that. You can invite some people, you can call them. The modus operandi of these gurus I have seen, they write very nice letters to all these big, big Johnnies as soon as they go to some house. Then they seek interview, go and see that person, talk to him. They carry, negotiations, you can call it, or some sort of a panel will go and see them. It's all that level. And then they show them books, see now this is happening, why don't you take to it? We don't want money, this thing, that. You might get lots of people. But you have to invite them, because unless and until you invite them, they'll not come to you. So you have to invite them. And you have to tell them that we want to meet you, this is it. Out of at least 100, if not, at least 20 will reply. They would like to meet you, should say, we found out this, we found out that. So now, today, as Ganesha's Ganas, you have to do this special work, is to understand now you are matured enough, you have to go in the society. Now if you get upset, mother, I went there and this happened and that, it doesn't matter. You are not going to be crucified. You are not going to be murdered. And do you know, there's all the time my protection on. If you want, you can see a photograph we have. It's him. You can see that. Complete protection. It follows you. You have seen light on your heads. You are the marked people who are already sitting in the Kingdom of God. Why should you be afraid? Why should you not meet people? Then also I said, make some music. Like yesterday's, I liked the way they were singing. At least, you see, whatever they were singing may not be pop music sort or something, but it was clear. The message should be clear. You can use pop style, doesn't matter. But the message should be clear. It should not be, I can never understand what they are singing. So every word should be clear-cut. We can go all out to have real publicity. But for that, we need people who are really mature enough. Otherwise, with the slightest provocation, they get upset, start fighting. It's finished. Also, we should not say that you are intellectual, you cannot understand. You said you can mentally also, you can understand. We can explain to you. Prepare yourself. We can even have some sort of seminars or classes where we can discuss about these things. In the pujas, you can have some sort of a morning time is always free, some sort of a seminar or a discussion, or they call a brain trust or whatever it is. And there you can discuss things, how we can proceed, what we can do. Now the time has come, it's over. All this preparation is over, you are prepared for it, now you have to go all out, tell people. You know these people from this Brahma Kumari, what they tell? Now the doomsday has come, you are all going to be doomed openly. And so that you give us money, you will be saved. So now you have to say that this is the last judgment. You take your realization, otherwise you will be doomed. Unless and until you take your realization, without your assent you cannot get out of your genetic problems. All these genetic problems can be only solved if you get your realization. So you have to tell others, get out of your personal problems. Mother, my wife has no children. Doesn't matter. There are so many children in this world, you are doing a good work by not having a child. And if you want to have a child, you can adopt a child. Then my child is like this, my child is like that, my child. So much attachment to children I have never seen. Before marriage, if they have children, I have seen people treat them better. But if they are married, they kill their children. So many people kill their children, abuse their children, do all kinds of things. But once they are sahajyogis, they from this end to that end, they just get glued to their children. So there should be a detached attitude towards everything and no attachments. Then only you will be free. But that doesn't mean that you are not doing your duty, your nourishment that is needed. You have to give love to everyone, you have to care for everyone, but you shouldn't get attached. I have seen people, they get attached even to sahajyogis. One sahajyogi misbehaved and went out of the sahajyoga. 10 sahajyogis went away with him. They are not attached to me but to that stupid sahajyogi. He went to Nepal, he learned some vidya, he came back and they went away with him. That shows you have not developed your personality. How dare anybody influence you and say that get out of sahajyoga? If you have a mature personality and responsibility, you will say I have to do sahajyoga work, that's the main thing I have to do. You must know that though you look ordinary people, but God has chosen you. If any one of you do not do sahajyoga work, who will be blamed? In every aspect of life, one should understand. You see, I don't say that you give me money or anything. I don't want anything from you. As it is, you know how much I am spending. But definitely if money is needed somewhere, you must go all out to help with money also. People will spend money in, say, races or spend money on some sort of a pub. All that money is saved now. You don't have to go to a pub, nothing. So if money is needed, you have to spend. Then another thing is people just start asking, why so expensive, why this, why that? In sahajyoga, everybody knows accounts, everybody has accounts. There's nothing secret. Where money goes, what we are using for, how do you have this tent, how do you have this land, how do you have dolly? Just think, nobody thinks like that, from where mother gets money to do all these things. I don't need such a big castle, do I? For what? I've already bought another house in London from my own money. Why? There's already, we have spent so much money for this shooty camp. It's giving no money at all. Why, I don't need sahajyoga, it is you people who need it. And if you start saving money on that also, then I don't know what to say to you. It doesn't mean like in the church they say you must give money and all that, but your dedication. If you have the dedication, then you will yourself think that is my responsibility. On the contrary, you'll say, oh, you need money, all right. Now school has to be built. Who has built Vashi? Who has built this Ganpatipule? Who has built such a big ashram now you'll see in Delhi? Who has donated money for Sadhguru so far? You all have prospered in life. You all have got sufficient money. But what are you doing? So, in this aspect, is you have to see that you do your level best for Sadhguru. Another side is your creativity. There have been very great artists who came out of Sadhguru. If they have to give any present, they'll give the smallest possible, the cheapest possible. The most expensive one, they keep the themselves and sell it. If they could give even one piece like that, we can sell it in the market, just for Sadhguru. But they'll give something very cheapish, which cannot be used. It's just adding up to my personal archives. But if they give something sensible, it can be sold. The musicians who go abroad, they can give some, their programs and things can make some money. And also, if it is needed, that money can be used. You know, I just asked once that collect some money for India project. 1 year in Sahasrara. I must know that there were only £5,000 collected. And I was so ashamed that they are still there as it is in the bank. How can I send 5,000 to India? What will they think of you? Even the school for you, it is for your children, not for Indian children. But still it will be built by Indians, I know that, or by me. Thus, we should realize that if we are wasting some money somewhere, we can utilize some money for Sadhguru, we should have some money for our organization. Otherwise, this is how whatever we save on food or anything, that's very little amount. But still, we are managing. Every guru takes money outside first and then come to the puja. Outside. And that too, for real sumptuous one. I don't need any money. Even your puja money, everything you know, it goes into silver. Because you cannot have puja with plastics. So, to understand this, you have to have auspiciousness, holiness. Now, you call me Holy Mother, but are you respectful like that? Do you know what I am? Ganesha knew. Once his father said that whosoever goes round the Mother Earth first, I'll give that person a present. So another brother, Kartikeya, he had a nice vahana, a nice vehicle, was a peacock. While Ganesha had just a little rat, a mouse. He could never have competed with him. So he said, who is greater than my mother? She is the greatest of all. What is this Mother Earth or anyone? She can create so many Mother Earths like that. So she just went round her and he got the prize. And this Kartikeya was still flying. So that is what it is, to understand the auspiciousness. I mean, though I must say I am a Mahamaya, no doubt, it's not easy. You will never know me fully, never. That should not be, because then you won't sit here, you'll run away. But despite that, try to understand. As Ganesha has understood his mother, you have to understand. That extent is rather difficult, but still try. That this is the power sitting before. How we behave, how we talk, how we take decisions, what we do is all wrong. If this doesn't penetrate into your brains, that means Kundalini has not come there. People could not raise even one Kundalini, one person's Kundalini. Even this artist who came, she said, how can it be possible? I've done nothing. I'm not a person who is a saint. How can I get realization? She was telling me like this. How can it be, Mother? But you all got it, no doubt. None of you have doubts about it. And not only that it's happening through me, but you also can do it now. Who can do this kind of thing in the history of spirituality? But I keep a kind of a image of myself. I joke, I make fun, I do everything just like a normal mother. But that should not give you liberties. That should not. Some people have written very rude letters to me. I must tell you, be careful. You can't write rude letters to me. Better not. When you suffer, then you say, Mother, this has happened. Better not. You have no business to write rude letters to me. And though I read them, and I forgave, no doubt, because you are ignorant. But you must have knowledge. You must understand this, that whom are you writing and what you are writing. This side is, of course, we have to see that Sri Ganesha has also a parasha in his hand. He is one of the most strict deity, very strict. Others may a little bit hesitate, but he cannot tolerate. That's why Christ has said that I will tolerate anything against me, but nothing against the Holy Ghost. Clearly he has warned. Clearly. Because he has a parasha in his hand. And people get punished, no doubt. So this is another thing one has to understand, that Sri Ganesha has this parasha. And you too all have this parasha in your hand, which you don't know. Anybody who will try to trouble you will be in trouble. But what is missing is the faith. Not blind, but enlightened faith. If you have enlightened faith, then it works. There's one gentleman working in London airport. He's an Indian, but I think he was looked after by some Western foreigner people. Very good man. So he cannot come to programs, he's very busy and all that, he cannot. But if I am in the airport, he knows I am there. Some people try to trouble him. So he said that, don't trouble me, my mother is very strong, you know, and don't trouble me. They wouldn't listen. Three of them. And three of them next day lost their jobs. They said, why? He said, we don't know. The boss told us, you get out of jobs. We don't know how we lost our jobs. And they still today they haven't got jobs. He said, I told you. He said, what, who is your mother? Let us meet her also. You see, this is what has happened to us. Sorry. But nothing works out now. So you must have full faith in Sahaja. In me and in yourself. Those who do not have faith in themselves, how can they have faith in others? This is another one thing you must understand, that you have tremendous powers. Tremendous powers. If you have faith, you just pray. Mother, I want this gentleman to be cured or this lady to be cured. It will be cured. You don't have to even touch that person. But your faith. Like yesterday they brought one lady. I was very busy, I was talking, doing this. These are the only 2-3 days when I have to really work very hard with other problems. And I couldn't see her. I said, why don't you go and cure? You can cure. Why should any Sahaja Yogi suffer from anything when there are other Sahaja Yogis? Why should I cure anymore? You all just put your hands and see if you can cure or not. Even your prayers are so powerful, you have no idea. Just pray. You have got the parasha in your hand, nobody can harm. And you have got the hand that can bless others. You have got that. You start your generosity and see, the Lakshmi will flow. But if you are not generous, calculating each and every pie, finished. Why should you? The Lakshmi will serve you. Know your powers. As Shri Ganesha knew it very well. He never bothered. Even with an elephant head, he managed so many things. With human heads, you should manage much better. Or you need elephant heads. Then another thing he has, that he is a satisfied person, extremism. And what he eats is the modaka they have given me just now here, is the modaka he eats. So, that means that he eats something which is substantial, which has got all these dry fruits and everything in it, that's what he eats. And that is one capacity he has to eat, because you can please him by giving him things. But mine is just the other way around. I can't eat much and you want to give me. I don't know, he has taken all my capacity to eat, I think. But he can eat well. And whatever you eat, if you think of him, Sri Ganesha, I offer you this food also. You'll never find dearth of food at all. Never. Anything you want, like the other day it was very hot. They said, Mother, it's cool it down. I said, all right. As soon as I cooled it down, left to the right, Sri Ganesha comes up. So he came with full force. He cooled it down and rained and rained and rained, brought water also, because there was no water in these streams. You had to do your foot soaking, so water came also. And what a testing, it, in one thing, how much happened? He tested you, he saw you, nothing happened. Even a little tent was not blown off. It was all fun. This is what is that you are also a testing ground for others. Immediately you will know what sort of a man is. You are so powerful. Use your powers. Use your powers. But what happens if your attention is on other things? It's not pure. Attention is on other things. Keep attention on Sri Ganesha. Keep attention on me. Everything will work out. Why should you work when he is there to work out everything for you? His ganas are there to work out for you. So put your attention in such a way that you know you are alert, daksha, you are alert, you know where is your attention. And then you see the attention, how it works. I never expected that I'll mature you so fast, but you have matured. But unless until you know yourself fully what you have got, how am I to give you certificate? Even if I give certificate, you won't believe. Like they say, you are graduated. Now you are not only graduated, but you are masters. Otherwise, I would never have told you to ask for Guru Pada. You are Praveenas now. Praveen means a master. Use your mastery. But still you are sitting at home, this, that. My father is sick. Go and treat him. You are a master. Like Sri Ganesha, such a little thing like that is the master. We are also masters. The ladies also should know they are also masters. Instead of getting involved into smaller things and big parts and all that, rise. The another great quality of him is that he uses his teeth to write. Teeth come to you from Shri Krishna. Wisdom of Shri Krishna, which becomes the Virat, the brain. So he uses the teeth to write. He wrote Mahabharata with his teeth. So it is said that you must use your brain with the enlightenment of Sri Krishna and write, write, and write. and produce it into books. All these gurus have been successful because they created books. And these books were read by people and they were so much impressed, because anything black and white becomes something great. You can also make nice dramas as you had made. You can approach the televisions and things that we have a nice drama for children. Now think about going into people, live in the society, live with them, deliver to them what you have got. It is your duty. Is not only that, but it is also, it's a special privilege to you. I mean, for today, as it is, we had to delay, and I've tried to give you some points about Sri Ganesh. I think even if you give me 100 lectures, I cannot finish it. It's so great. It's like an ocean to me. So I hope you'll understand the essential, fundamental principles of Sri Ganesh. And what is innocence is. First is wisdom. May God bless you.